Self-denial for the work. Every soul is precious in God's sight, and I am wondering what can be done for the destitute fields where the flock of God is without a shepherd. I have thought that if every Seventh-day Adventist family would, during the year 1900, cut off every needless indulgence, and place the money thus saved in the Lord's treasury, there would be meat in His house. A rich blessing would rest upon those thus practicing self-denial. The Lord would give them more to give. We need so much just now these fruits of self-denial, to support women missionaries in the field. Oh, how my soul has thirsted for the pennies and shillings and pounds which have slipped through the fingers of those who do not realize how much they have spent for self and pride. Christ is hungering and thirsting for the money that men and women and children are thoughtlessly spending for self-gratification. If they denied their inclinations, this money might be used to do a most precious work for Christ. He says to all, old and young, we are laborers together with God, ye are God's husbandry, ye are God's building. A work is to be done for God's people, that they may employ their powers aright. God desires everyone to bear his part in saving money for the many calls that come in for help to carry forward the work of God. This work is never to cease. It is to make provision to educate in a knowledge of the Word of God. It is to open the Scriptures to those who are in darkness,